You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 17, Overcoming Life's Challenges. Today we begin our discussion in chapter 7 of the book Doors of Light. This chapter is titled, We All Have a Mountain. The first half of this chapter is about overcoming life's challenges. The lessons we can learn during our life are innumerable, and each lesson is created to enlighten us and to help us grow. In this life, we will face many challenges, and some will be more intense than others. The greater the challenge, the more potential to grow. The ones that call upon your immortal courage are the ones that we refer to as the mountains of our life. These are the challenges that make you get on your knees to summon unknown strength in order to make it through. They offer the tests that have the potential to make you or to break you. Your mountain is not something that you overcome easily. It's something that takes years to conquer. A mountain could be a sickness, an unfair prison sentence, a marriage, raising your family, or a million other things. It's a test of your inner strength. It tries your faith and causes you to ask profound questions. The challenge that the mountain presents in your life is here to strengthen you, not to break you. It will cause you to go deep within, to find the fortitude to make it through. It stimulates deep emotions and forces you to overcome your fears. These trials manifest to help you grow spiritually. Many people never overcome their mountains. They become broken by them. We all know these kinds of people, and Spirit's advice to me was not to become one of them. You have to remember that you are creating all that you are living, consciously or unconsciously, and that nothing is happening to you, it's happening because of you. When you face your mountain, you will grow. When you run from the challenges of life, you will become stuck and retard your growth. You must remember that you have created these tests for yourself because you know on a spiritual level how much you can benefit from them. Upon successful completion of these trials, you will have advanced your spirit along in countless ways. This is the reason for coming onto this physical plane, to challenge yourself and to become victorious over those challenges. You must overcome the challenges of life that you have placed upon yourself to become stronger, wiser, and to learn how resilient you really are. You are a powerful being and more than capable of successfully completing any task that you may place upon yourself. One of the hardest things for some people to accept is the idea that they have created these tests for themselves, especially when they're experiencing something painful. It is very difficult to believe that you would have brought these circumstances upon yourself. I completely understand, because I was once one of those people. But on a deeper level, in some way, you know it's true. You know that you are the author of your experience, but you just may not be conscious of that fact right now. You really are the creator of your life experiences. But the problem is, most people are creating by default because they are unaware of the power of their thoughts. They do not understand how thoughts create things and situations in their life. These are usually the people who experience a lot of drama and confusion because they are not aware of the power of the law of attraction. This law says that you only get more of what you focus on, and their lives are usually consumed with focusing on the drama that surrounds them. They simply are not aware of the magnetic power of thought. They do not know that as you think, so shall you create. Once you understand this concept and begin to accept that you have power over your thoughts and therefore your creations. It becomes your personal responsibility to begin to create more wisely. You must become aware of what you put your attention on and consciously shut off negative programming that is incessant in the world around you. You must become more selective of the conversations that you partake in and the things that you entertain. Limit negativity in all its forms in your environment. You must do this by becoming a conscious sifter. Don't allow someone else's drama to become your own. You know better now, and you have to start acting responsibly in ways that help you to create the life that you want to live. You don't have to go and stick your head in the sand. Now, this is a figure of speech, but you do have to learn how to ignore negative things that you don't want to experience in your life. This is an important part of reclaiming your power over life and your creations. In today's world, it's too easy to find out what's happening all around the world. And unfortunately, the news is very good at only displaying negative things. This information weighs you down and is a big cause for depression in our modern day society. The information broadcasted is of a low vibration and causes you to vibrate on levels that manifest unwanted things in your life. This type of conditioning makes you begin to believe that there is little or no good in the world. And this is a false perception. But this type of conditioning is very powerful. Because if you can get enough people to believe that the world is evil and bad, then they will begin to have negative experiences for themselves, the kinds that they fill their minds with every day by watching negative programming. It will then become true for them and all those who believe in that negative reality. Because we live our beliefs. And this is how mass conditioning is created. It is time for us to break free from this type of negative conditioning and to become the conscious creators of our own realities. This is going to take action on your part. We have to stop allowing others to determine our manifestations. If someone can control what you think about, they can control what you create. This is very powerful, and the knowledge of this has been used to control the masses for untold millennia. You hold the power within your mind to create your life experiences. Choose to become a conscious creator and help to elevate our world vibrationally by focusing your thoughts on good things, happy things, on ideas that bring you joy and peace when you think about them. This is very powerful and, in truth, is one of our greatest challenges. This is a mountain that we all chose to face when we made the decision to come into this world. Those of you who find this show inspiring are the ones who have come here to change this world for the better and to raise it up in vibration. In order to do this, we must first overcome the darkness and the negativity that we have allowed to enter into our own lives. We must eliminate the darkness in order to bring forth our light and our love. It is up to us, people. We must do this. We are here to change our world for the better. We all have the power to do this. And if each one of us begins to work on ourselves to become conscious sifters, then we have the potential to shift the vibration of this world so drastically that you will see the change overnight. It will be like the Berlin Wall. To those who watched all around the world, it seemed that it happened in an instant. Change is coming, but we have to usher it in. It is a new day, a time to awaken from the dark sleep that has caused the human race much pain and suffering. We have learned from these trials, and it is time for us to realize that we don't have to continue to learn in this way. We can choose our lessons, and they don't have to be so painful. We are wiser now, and so it is for us to begin to act in wise ways. Choose happiness, choose love, choose to be healthy, and you will start to see how your life will begin to transform for the better. The mountain is a test of our strength and our endurance. It is symbolic of the physical work that we will have to do to overcome it in order to raise ourselves to higher plateaus of spiritual planes. You will have to work at change, but when you begin to apply these lessons to your life, you will experience a great sense of accomplishment. This great challenge calls upon your inner strength and courage, but we must remember that we created this challenge for ourselves. Each and every one of you are capable of passing any test that you have put forth in your life. You just have to believe in your ability to be triumphant. Once you understand this truth, you will begin to flourish in the face of your challenges. Your challenges will become the wind beneath your wings. They will only help you to fly higher and faster. I will leave you with that thought. I want to thank you for sharing your precious time with me once again. Please don't forget to share this show with someone you know it would resonate with. Thank you for helping me spread the word. We will continue our discussion of Chapter 7 in our next episode. Until then, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.